called for Tuesday. John Robb, rock journalist, author of The Stone Roses and the Resurrection of British Pop. What do you think then, John? A lot of fans will be hanging on every word of this.
Yeah, well, I'm in Manchester tonight and it's all the talk and everyone's really excited about it happening. It's kind of, you're not actually meant to know it's happening yet, but it's happening, isn't it? Yeah. It's like the worst kept secret in rock and roll, isn't it?
Put this in context for us, John. How influential are the Stone Roses?
Well, I think just about every single British band in the 90s who was playing guitar music came out the back of the Stone Roses, didn't it? So the whole of Britpop is basically a London version of what the Stone Roses were doing. I mean, they set the template for bands for 10, 15 years afterwards, didn't they? You can see it everywhere, you know, the DNA, they put it in there. I mean, that's no exaggeration as well. I mean, it's just a fact, really.
Why did they split up in the first place?
Well, I think if you've been together, you know people a long time, you just kind of get worn out, don't you? I mean, when they made the first album, they'd already been going for 5 years. So by the time it took another 5 years for the second album, it was 10 years, a long time for a band to be together. And bands have natural cycles and ebbs and flows, don't they? I think the good news is they've actually got together again instead of just leaving it as unfinished business.
Well, they've been anti-reunions before, haven't they? So what's changed their mind this time?
I think they just met each other and they just got on and they probably sat down and said, why aren't we doing this? I mean, if you've got a chemistry of four people who can play together really, really well, it's a waste not doing it. I think they've realised that. There's a lot of other bands over the years that you just kind of wish they'd kind of done it again, like The Clash. You know, a lot of people said, should they or shouldn't they? And now everyone wishes they had done while Joe was still alive. So at least the Roses got a chance to do it again. Well, so there are some people saying, oh, they'll tarnish the memory, but I think they'll do a really good job of it.
It's Richard in London. Hello, Richard.
The most overrated band in British rock history.
He's happy. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy they're getting together. No, they were a figment of the music press at the time. Tony Wilson turned them down, and he turned them down for good reasons. They were crap.
And, they were good. They were a great band when they started as well. They were always good. I remember we used to rehearse next door to them, and they were good.
But I don't think musically they were fantastic. They were nothing different. I mean, and as far as Ian Brown's voice is concerned, he doesn't have a voice. It's always like multi-tracked.
No, it wasn't multi-tracked. No, I mean, actually on the records, the voice sounds really good. When you actually get somebody who sings like a proper singer, you just go to opera, don't you? You know, rock and roll.
You listen to Liam Gallagher, another mank. Liam Gallagher can sing. I'm not an Oasis fan, but he can sing, whereas Ian Brown can't.
Well, it didn't stop people buying the records, did it?
I didn't buy any records.
Yeah, you didn't, but there's millions of other people did.
I didn't buy any of his records. I was into hip-hop and the race scene at the time.
I don't care about people being able to sing. It doesn't mean things. It's personality.